This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with...
Frida Liu.
I'm Vinny Viraj.
We have been talking about some of the F&B trends for 2018 that were predicted and that have kind of, I don't know, some of them have died off, some of them have kind of remained. Mm-hmm. We've had a message during the break then from Yi, who's given us a couple.
Yeah.
What's the first one? You see, I'm always pronouncing this wrong. Frida, you're going to have to educate
me. It's Spanish, so it's Yao Yao frozen yogurt. Two L's being the Y.
Oh, okay then.
Mm-hmm. An artisan ice cream. You know how to pronounce that?
I think so. Artisan. Something like
it's
that,
been
right?
We've got our, what's Scoop?
Inside Scoop.
So we've got a couple of those. And then the vegetarian ice cream as well. So I think, that will continue to be trendy. Very niche. No, one of the things, though, when I look at all these things... Is it going to be mainstream or just sort of very niche? If you were to start a business, right? That's me putting on the business hat. Like, if you start this as a business, will it be profitable?
Well, I think they're all profitable because most of these things that are in that trendy market tend to be a little bit more expensive, right?
True.
I mean, if you look at stuff like the artisanal ice cream, for example, and the gluten-free, vegan-friendly ice cream, they're not cheap. For a scoop of ice cream, it's pretty expensive.
And hence, you know, will it be long-term? Will it be sustainable for the long-term?
But I mean, in Malaysia, that's a difficult question. But if you look at places like Australia, the UK, where I don't want to say this without sounding rude, eating healthy is a big deal. You know, it's a lifestyle choice, and it's become. Whereas in Malaysia, it's much more about how does it taste. You know, and I think until that kind of mentality shifts a little bit more strongly over here in Malaysia, I don't know. Am I going to get slapped for saying that?
No,
good.
Okay. Because you're right. Because the frozen yogurt thing was at its peak, I think, like a few years, like 5 years ago. Mm. They had like a bunch of outlets popping up, and then it dipped, and then now it's back up.
Right.
I think even IKEA has like frozen yogurts now instead of ice cream, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. They have like a frozen yogurt machine and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah. So I think they've changed the ice creams to soy, and then they have a frozen yogurt cup, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Soy, that's been the big thing as well. The last couple of years, I've noticed how it's coming through. You know, the big expensive soy drink. They've even got like coffee ready soy milk.
I take it because I'm just lactose intolerant, right? So that's a big market there, and I don't think that's a trend. It's just that don't want to be rushing
necessity.
In the middle of a conversation.
Indeed. Okay, moving on to story number three. Digital skills for 20 million Southeast Asians by 2020. So it's a push for digital skills.
Yeah, so there's a coalition, an actual coalition of major tech companies who have pledged to develop digital skills for the ASEAN workforce. This is part of the World Economic Forum's Digital ASEAN Initiatives, and it aims to train 20 million people in Southeast Asia by 2020. So that gives them, depending when in 2020, that gives them about 1.5 years. So it's a big goal, and it's a good goal. And they say they're going to focus on, especially on those people working in small and medium-sized enterprises. So they have other goals as well that they pledge to do. Some of them include raising $2 million in contributions to provide scholarships for ASEAN technology students. They want to ensure that an additional 200,000 digital workers are hired across the region, and engaging at least 20,000 citizens through digital inspiration days. So these days are whereby companies invite students and the public to visit their offices and learn more about the character of their jobs and the future of the companies as well. So they're also pushing for internships. They say they want more and more people to be absorbed into these major tech companies as interns, just to see how the company works. So there's going to be a push for internship opportunities for ASEAN university students, as well as initiatives to train digital regulators and shape the curricula of technology and computing courses at 20 ASEAN universities. Quite good. They have a whole list of other goals, but these are the major ones. They say that this is the only way that Asia can face the fourth industrial revolution. And also for the fourth industrial revolution to be profitable and not something that Asians sort of struggle to catch up with. Mm. So now some of the companies that have joined the fold, Google. So Google has pledged to train 3 million SME employees throughout the ASEAN region by the end of 2020. Then Cisco, Lazada, Microsoft, and the C Group Corp, they've pledged to train a further 5,634,000 SME workers. The C Group and Tokyopedia, they've actually come together and committed to hire 18,000 interns. And Microsoft has pledged to hire an additional 8,500 ASEAN digital workers by 2020.
I like the idea of this digital inspiration days. I think that's a good idea. We have a lot of people coming around here and having a tour of the studios and one thing or another. And I think people do go away and they end up talking about it. You know, news kind of, well, news or whatever, it gets discussed. But the idea of being able to go to places like Google and like Lazada and all of these tech companies that you know are, you know, pretty cool. I think that will do a lot for getting people into internships and that kind of thing. Because, it's that cool factor, right?
It is nice. And all these ASEAN countries have gotten together. There is a lot of political will to move in that direction, so it's nice to see everyone's working together for that. And Industry 4.0, we better be ready.
So the way I, even for me, like the way I chose which college to get into, like which course to do, was before taking up the course, I would go to like post-production houses and like media houses, advertising agencies, through like my uncle used to help me like get in touch with these people. And I used to go and spend like half a day with them, see what they did, and then go from production house to production house, see if I actually really liked it. And I really liked it. So I took like the course that I did in college. So like you said, like the digital inspiration days, that could really help, especially if people don't understand how the company works, or if they, even if they have like a different view of the company, if it's too glamorized, if they go into, let's say, like a warehouse where stuff is like shipped out and it's not as imagined, then it'll give them maybe a reality check, or it'll probably like up their expectations.
Right. Yeah. It's a good idea. Okay, ladies and gents, I want to take a short break. Do get in touch if you'd like to. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. 20 minutes of the show thereabouts left. One more story coming up about a woman who was rejected for a transplant. Not much of a story, not too long of a story for that one. So if you've got some feedback regarding the trends and the food trends from F&B for 2018, do get in touch. Oh, what's that one? Speak of the devil and off they come. Did we have another one there?
Yes. This one's more about the Singapore FinTech Festival. So
had one just before this. Really cute.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, this one comes from Maggie. Maggie says confusion food, because fusion food, she says, is confusing. Not everything can or should be fused. Some fusion dishes even got my taste buds confused as to how to react from the very beginning, and sometimes it ends up causing havoc in the stomach. The desire to create something different is quite often overdone. Fad culinary is not always here to stay, thank God, because the char kway teow by the corner, which has been around for 20 years, would be missed, but not that posh hip gel beads drink in the mall, which might not be able to keep its popularity for about 2 years.
Oh, yeah. The gel beads drink.
Yeah. That's kind of faded off a little bit, hasn't it?
The gel beads, yeah.
The gel beads. Yeah. Right. Definitely time for a short break. If you have any feedback, as I've just said, you know the numbers, you know the way to get in touch. Let's have some music. It is Dodgy up next. Not actually Dodgy, but the band. The song is called Good Enough. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.